This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. A 17-year-old girl calls 911 to report her older sister attacking their mom. By the time police get there, Kim Beachman Hansen, 57, is dead, bludgeoned to death. Kim's daughter identifies her sister as Brianna Beachman, and the 32-year-old arrested not far from her mom's New Jersey home, still holding the murder weapon. Police have not revealed what that weapon is.
Nancy Beachman was temporarily staying with her mother and younger sister at the time of the attack. Her mental health reportedly declined 7 years ago, resulting in a schizophrenia diagnosis, and family members do not believe Beachman was in her right mind at the time of the attack. Kim Beachman Hansen is behind the lyrics and microphone for the 1992 dance hit Trouble. Remixes of the song still play in clubs all over the country.
Brianna Beachman, 32. Now facing murder and weapons charges. Kyle Jones, 30, rudely wakes up his girlfriend by smacking her in the face with a cheeseburger. Upset, his burger order is wrong, slapping her with the burger several times and pulling her out of bed and downstairs by her hair. Cops are called. Officers have all the evidence they need. The victim still covered in bits of burger and sauce. Kyle Jones now charged with battery by cheeseburger. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Police in New Orleans have released body cam footage shedding light on the deadly New Year's Day attack that claimed 14 lives. Authorities say Shamsuddin Jabbar, inspired by the Islamic State group, drove a truck onto crowded Bourbon Street, killing and injuring dozens before engaging in a shootout with officers. Police report Jabbar crashed his vehicle after bypassing a barricade early that morning. As officers approached, footage shows Jabbar firing from inside the truck, prompting officers Christian Byard, Jacoby Jordan, and Sergeant Nigel Daggs to return fire, killing him. Two officers were injured during the exchange. Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick praised the officers' actions, calling them national heroes and affirming that their response followed department protocol. However, she declined to comment on specific security measures in place at the time or whether bystanders were struck in the crossfire. The attack has prompted lawsuits from victims against the city and its contractors, alleging inadequate safety measures. Investigations by local police and the FBI are ongoing, with more footage expected to be released in the coming weeks. Prosecutors have announced that a 69-year-old man who fatally stabbed one of his attackers during a violent subway altercation in Queens will not face criminal charges. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
The incident occurred early on December 2nd when the man, who was sleeping on a train, was attacked by a group attempting to steal his belongings. Video of the struggle shows the victim surrounded, punched, and kicked. In self-defense, he used a knife, injuring two assailants. One of them, 37-year-old Staline Moya, later died. The victim was hospitalized with injuries including cuts, bruises, and head trauma. Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz stated, quote, "The victim was accosted without provocation, and our investigation has shown that he defended himself while attempting to retrieve his property. As a result, no charges will be filed against him." Meanwhile, four men involved in the attack, 26-year-old Felipe Pena, 32-year-old Henry Toaponta, 29-year-old Oswaldo Walter, and 35-year-old Jose Valencia, have been indicted on robbery and assault charges. Two also face gang assault charges. All involved, including the victim, are described as homeless. This case comes amid a wave of violent subway incidents, including the fatal burning of a woman on a Brooklyn train, a man pushed onto the tracks on New Year's Eve, and knife attacks at Grand Central Station.
The incidents have heightened concerns about subway safety and the challenges facing vulnerable populations in the transit system.
Thanks, John. Amanda Town, 32, down on her luck, trying to find a new job and a more stable home for her three children. She stays with relatives and her boyfriend as she tries to get back on her feet. 3 a.m., she knocks on her aunt's door after an argument with the boyfriend. The aunt and the aunt's husband both asleep, but she talks with her nephew. Amanda says she plans to walk back to the boyfriend's Fellsmere, Florida home, but she'll be back again at a more decent time of day. Amanda's half-mile walk should have taken under 10 minutes, but the boyfriend calls family members the next day saying she never made it. Her phone is not pinging. Her bank account has not been touched. Amanda, 5'2", 120 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes, butterfly tattoo, right shoulder. last wearing a camouflage sweatshirt, black leggings, and black flip-flops, carrying a medium-sized purse. If you have info on Amanda Town, please call Indian River County, Florida Sheriffs, 772-569-6700. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our very best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.